He stepped into the house and laid his armor on the floor, hugged his wife and kids and said, I'm home. Enduring more today than he ever had before. Now his confidence was gone. You see, a Roman soldier's might is based upon his strength of will. He could not imagine any other way. So defeated by a sense of longing he could feel, he said, today I just had to get away. He said, I was chained to a prisoner, and he gave his testimony, how he was changed there in a moment on some long Damascus road. I rejected what he offered, said I'll never serve another, I'll just get another soldier so I can go on home no longer chained. The sun rose and he left to face his duty once again, chained himself there to the preacher man, sat down and he wondered if this day would ever end. To make it through was his only plan. The gentle voice described the saving blood upon the cross, and how an empty grave could give him hope. The shackles would remind him of the abundance that it cost, and how he couldn't wait to tell when he got home. He said, I was chained to a prisoner, and he gave his testimony, how he was changed there in a moment on some long Damascus road. But this time I felt the wonder, in his eyes I saw the Savior. So I cried out to the Master, and now my sins are gone, I'm no longer chained. Now we won't know the number the Apostle Paul has reached until we hear their stories up in heaven. But imagine all the soldiers that have ever heard him preach, and what they might have gone on home from work to share. He said, I was chained to a prisoner, and he gave his testimony, how he was changed there in a moment on some long Damascus road. But this time I felt the wonder, in his eyes I saw the Savior. So I cried out to the Master, and now my sins are gone.